This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 19th, 2026. And this just into the ARRL Audio News, ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, has appointed Robert Runk, W9AP, of Winneconne, Wisconsin, as Vice Director for the ARRL Central Division. The appointment fills a vacancy created in April when former Vice Director Joshua Long, W9HT, assumed the office of Central Division Director. Runk will complete a term that expires December 31st, 2027. The Central Division includes Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. While many teenagers spend their evenings playing video games or scrolling social media, 14-year-old amateur extra operator Micah Sandoval, KB4MPS, was busy this past week making radio contacts across the United States. Sandoval participated as a part of the W1AW4 special event station, supporting ARRL America 250 Worked All States Award program. That's a year-long operating event celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. Operating alongside his Elmer or mentor, James Hooper, K9QJS, Sandoval logged over 150 contacts, that's QSOs, operating 3 hours a day from Sunday through Wednesday. The event attracted the participation of operators from across the country and even around the world. Sandoval's amateur radio journey began when he was just 9 years old, inspired by his grandfather, Philip Wagner, WA6NER, who would bring a handheld radio during his visits. Sandoval became fascinated by the hobby. That early interest turned into a passion for amateur radio when he earned his technician class license in October of 22, then upgraded to general class in June of 2025, and achieved the highest amateur radio license level, amateur extra, a month later at the age of 13. Asked whether he encourages other young people to explore amateur radio, Sandoval said, "Yes, I do talk to them and recommend they at least look into it and the things that it can teach you." Sandoval continues to learn about amateur radio, communications, public service, and emergency preparedness. He is also involved with a faith-based youth leadership and outdoor adventure program, teaching and inspiring the next generation about ham radio. His work with the W1AW4 activation showcased not only the technical side of amateur radio, but also the value of mentorship. With guidance from his Elmer, Sandoval gained valuable operating experience while contributing to a successful special event activation. The ARRL America 250 WAS event runs through December 31st. Participants can pursue the award by making contact with other amateurs in all 50 states and confirming QSOs through the Logbook of the World. A process for ordering the award certificate and endorsements will be available soon. 3 separate endorsements can be earned by confirming contacts with all 50 states on CW and phone and digital modes for a triple play, by contacting the W1AW portable activation station activations in all 50 states, or by contacting ARRL-affiliated club call signs in all 50 states. Throughout 2026, the iconic W1AW call sign is being loaned to stations nationwide, activating each state twice during the year. ARRL Kids Day and ARRL Field Day, two of the most popular amateur radio activities, are getting ready to hit the air. ARRL Kids Day gets underway this weekend, June 20th, 2026, 1800 to 2359 UTC. It's a lot of fun, a lot of learning combined for kids of all ages. Amateur radio operators get to set up their stations in public places or stay at home and spend the day sharing real hands-on operating, talking to stations locally across the country and even around the world. It's a great way to show off amateur radio and encourage people, young people especially, to obtain an amateur license. ARRL Kids Day is also a great photo shoot opportunity. Take as many photos as you can of the guest operators and share them with family and friends and ARRL. It's easy by going to the ARRL Kids Day soapbox page or sending email to contest@arrl.org with a signed youth photo release form for publications in QST and other ARRL publications. Tell us your story. Tell us their story. Do it all in pictures. Up next weekend is ARRL Field Day, 2 great days of amateur radio held annually in the U.S. and Canada. This year, ARRL Field Day is June 27th to 28th and runs from 1800 UTC Saturday to 2059, and the theme is Amateur Radio, a National Resource. Combined with the ARRL Year of the Club, it provides the perfect opportunity for radio clubs to set up stations in public places or to demonstrate ham radio science, skill, service to our communities and to our nation. Many amateur radio operators and amateur radio clubs use Field Day as a chance to practice emergency communications and demonstrate ham radio to the public. No changes have been made to the rules in the past year, but it's a good idea to have the hams check and review the ARRL Field Day 2026 rules to keep their logs timely and accurate. The ARRL Field Day locator site is easy to use and will show public Field Day sites that members of the public and media can visit. The bottom line, ARRL Field Day is part picnic, camp out, practice for emergencies, informal contest, and most of all, fun. On July 1st, 2026, the new Element 2 Technician Class Question Pool will take effect for license examinations. VECs and VEs must have new test designs available for use at exam sessions effective on that date. The newly released pool, released in December 25, updated and then re-released in February 19th of 2026 by the Question Pool Committee of the National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators, must be in use starting July 1st. There are 409 questions in this pool, down slightly from 412 in the previous pool. The pool also includes three diagrams used for some of the questions. You can view all of the current question pools on the NCVEC website at www.ncvec.org. ARRL VEC Manager Maria Soma, AB1 FM, advises that the exam tools examination system will automatically switch to the new pool and exams on July 1st. For ARRL VEC VE teams using online exams at in-person sessions or for remote video supervised sessions, no action is required. There are some publications becoming available to help you with all of this. New editions of the ARRL licensing publications for the 2026-2030 technician pool, the 6th edition of the ARRL Ham License Manual, and the 9th edition of ARRL Tech Q&A, and the 11th edition of Gordon West's Technician Class Study Guide will be available starting later this month for exams taken on or after July 1st, 2026. The nomination period for the 2026 summer season section manager election cycle concluded on Friday, July 5th. There will be one balloted election this summer in Southern Florida. ARRL members in the Southern Florida section should receive ballots and candidate information via postal mail in July. Daniel Fisher, A14GX, and incumbent Barry Porter, KB1PA, are the candidates running for a new term of office that starts on October 1st, 2026. Eastern Pennsylvania now has a new ARRL section manager, Matthew Butch, KV3JGB. He was the only nominee to submit a petition during the resolicitation period for nominations that ended on June 5th. Because the section manager position has been vacant since late January, ARRL appointed Butch to start his term of office early on June 8th. Puerto Rico will have a new section manager starting on October 1st, 2026. Osvaldo Soler, KP3N of Carolina, was declared elected since he was the only nominee. He will take the reins of the ARRL Puerto Rico Field Organization section from Carmen Green Rodriguez, KP4QVQ, who has been section manager since October of 2024. You can read more about the new section managers at ARRL.org. The 13 Colony Special Event, now in its 18th year, will take place from July 1st at 9 a.m. through July 7th, midnight Eastern Time. Amateur radio operators can make contacts with stations in each of the 13 colonies, plus three bonus stations in Great Britain, France, and Philadelphia. This year, the event ties into the America 250 celebration with stations marking locations where the Declaration of Independence was first read. Across the original colonies, cities and towns are hosting events tied to pivotal moments in American history, like Portsmouth, New Hampshire, commemorates its role in the 1774 Paul Revere ride. Information about call signs, frequencies, special certificates, and QSL cards can be found online at the annual 13 Colonies Special Event. On Independence Day weekend 2026, the Radio Association of Western New York will be on board the historic USS Little Rock at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park to operate special event station W2D. The event celebrates America's 250 years of independence and the exciting arrival of a giant mama duck and her son, Timmy, at nearby canal side. The world's largest rubber duck and her duckling will be visiting Buffalo's waterfront just steps from the Naval Park, creating a unique backdrop for this special event. Amateur radio operators should look for W2D on the air throughout the holiday weekend. On-the-air activity will be spotted to POTA.app as W2D at US-6532 Erie Canalway. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Field day is getting close. For those that are thinking about making their bonus satellite points on an FM satellite, you really should reconsider. With only the ISS and SO50 being reliable enough, it will be very difficult. The linear satellites are much easier to work as there is a wide passband, and if you cannot work one station, you can go try another. I was on AO7 the other day with only one other operator. We had the satellite to ourselves. There were some deep fades, but we were able to still have a long QSO. Of course, you have to have a radio that will do dual mode sideband, and computer controlled Doppler correction is helpful. Have fun at field day, and remember, Murphy's going to get someone. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport on June 20th, the Patajaran-Bogar DX contest, that is phone. June 20th through the 21st, it's the All-Asian DX contest, that is CW. June 20th through the 21st as well, the SMIRK contest, CW phone and digital there. June 20th through the 21st, the SKCC QSO party, that is CW. And also on June 20th through the 21st, the IARU Region 1 50 MHz contest, that's CW and phone. And on June 20th, it's ARRL Kids Day, that of course is phone. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events. On June 19th through the 20th, the Flagstaff Hamfest hosting the ARRL Arizona Section Convention. That's in Flagstaff, Arizona. July 11th, the SVARC Hamfest hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. July 17th through the 19th, Glacier Waterton Hamfest hosting the ARRL Montana Section Convention. That is in Essex, Montana. And you might want to save the date, June 26th through the 28th, 2026. It's Ham Radio, International Amateur Radio Exhibition. That's in Friedrichshafen, Germany. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And here are the current dates. June 17th, Arkansas, W1AW/5. The host is K5DB. June 17th as well, the Nebraska W1AW/0. The host is K0BOJ. June 24th, no activations because of ARRL Field Day. And July 8th, no activations because of the IARU HF contest. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. And finally this week, thanks to the Aurora Repeater Association in Denver, Colorado, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.